Special guest with us now, who is a former Chris Christie aide. He's also a stand-up comic. He's a former baseball player, heavyweight champion, third in the world. Clearly cannot hold a job. Gerard, is it Heron, sir?
Yes,
right there. Yep. How you doing?
How do, yes, you got it.
How you doing this morning?
I'm doing all right. How's it going out there?
I'm okay. How do you go from stand-up comedy to being a gubernatorial aide?
Yeah, well, you know, politics is a joke anyway, so I might as well just get paid for it.
How did this pan out? Were you a stand-up comic and then got the job, or the other way around?
The other way around. I worked public relations as an aide for Governor Christie, and then I got into stand-up after that.
All right. Do you think he's a pretty nice guy?
You know, man, the governor that I worked for was a great guy, and he was a great guy for New Jersey.
Yeah.
He wasn't at that time. He wasn't the political opportunist that he is today, unfortunately.
Well, he's been tagged, you know, to kind of work with Trump and transitioning and all that stuff. You think he'd be a decent vice president?
I think the guy is a terrific administrator. I really do. I think the guy is organized. I think he's willing to make the tough decisions. You know, I think more than vice president, I think he would really, really make a terrific attorney general. I think he'd be a phenomenal attorney general.
I think he may have a place there somewhere, if Trump is elected. Now, President Obama took several shots at Trump the other day during a commencement address at Rutgers University. And even though he never actually called him by name, it was obvious who he was talking about, and lots of cheers. You have any kind of spin on that you want to share with us?
Yeah, I was there. I was in the crowd.
My
sister was getting her graduate degree, and oddly enough, she was quoted in the Star Ledger out here in New Jersey with very positive reviews of the speech. So we got a Hatfields and McCoy situation inside my own family right now. So it's pretty funny.
So she liked what the president had to say, huh?
Yeah, you know, my issue with Barack Obama and having seen it live and having been there, he had 20,000 people eating out of the palm of his hand. He is a phenomenal speaker. He really is charismatic. He knows how to get a crowd going. I mean, he's really, really a talented speaker. And my biggest issue with him is that he doesn't have anything to gain by being divisive. And he had 20,000 people, 10,000 young, fresh graduates, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And instead of using that platform to speak about togetherness and to speak about, you know, the value of differing opinions and the value of bipartisanship and really use that power that he has, that charismatic power that he has, you know, really use it for good, he just used it to stump for the Democratic Party. He used it as a sales pitch. He might as well have sold his timeshares. It was so disappointing.
Well, in addition to all the other things that we mentioned, you're a political analyst. Look in your crystal ball and tell us what's going to happen in November.
I think that it's going to be a lot closer than people think. I really do. I think Republicans have a very tough time in national elections because they can't win cities. So that's the truth of it. It's very hard for the Republican Party as it's currently constituted to win any sort of national election of consequence because they can't win cities. And if you win, you can carry 80% of precincts in a state like Mitt Romney did, and if you lose the cities, you lose the state.
Yeah.
That's the truth of the matter. That being said, I think the Democratic Party has done everything it possibly can do to railroad Bernie Sanders and to hand this nomination to Hillary on a silver platter, and she still can't take it home. And I think that really speaks to how unelectable she is, that the Democratic Party is really playing with fire by forcing the nomination on Hillary Clinton.
I think you're right. I agree with you. Hey, listen, Gerard, thank you very much for being with us. We appreciate it.